The message today is about effective leadership and how important that effective leadership is to be clear and concise as Jesus was in his words. I'm going to give you a little story first. Once there was this ecumenical crusade that was being held in a very, very large city. Every imaginable denomination was in attendance for this unprecedented event. One afternoon, the gathering was in session when all of a sudden, a secretary rushed in shouting, "The building is on fire! The building is on fire!" Confusion reigned as each church group came together and did what came natural. The Baptist cried, "Where's the water?" The Quakers quietly praised God for the blessing that fire brings. The Lutherans posted a notice on the door declaring that the fire was evil. The Roman Catholics passed a plate to cover the damages. The Unitarians reasoned that the fire would burn itself out if just given the chance. The Congregationalist shouted, "Every man for himself." The Fundamentalist proclaimed, "It's the vengeance of God." The Episcopalians formed a procession and marched out. The Methodist gathered in a corner to pray. The Christian Scientist concluded that there was no real fire. And finally, the Presbyterians appointed a chairperson to appoint a committee to look into the matter and make a written report. And finally, the church secretary grabbed a fire extinguisher and put the fight out. Missing the point. It's amazing how sometimes we get all tangled up with the words we speak and end up not being clear about what we're trying to say. I saw this poster once, and I wished I would have bought it. It says, "I know you think you understand what I said, but what you don't understand is that what I said wasn't what I meant." Are you ever misunderstood? I've noticed it happens everywhere, at work, at home, at school. Believe it or not, it even happens in church. I have a couple of examples of some that were printed in bulletins. The low self-esteem group will meet Thursday from 7 to 8:30. Please use the back door. Another one. Due to the pastor's illness, Wednesday's healing service will be discontinued until further notice. This is my favorite. 8 new choir robes are currently needed due to the addition of several new members and to the deterioration of some older ones. Tangled up. In this scripture that Judy read, it just again shows where Jesus sometimes had trouble speaking clearly. Clearly enough for people to get what he was saying. Did you notice that he was trying to make a point? Using these symbolic figures, like the one on the front of your bulletin, the sheep. He uses that. But also the images of the sheepfolds, the thieves, the gates, the gatekeepers. His disciples were familiar with all of this, but yet they still weren't understanding with what he was saying. And that was a difficult thing for Jesus. They never say he was frustrated, but I'm sure he was. But this parable that we heard today about the Good Shepherd, what it does do is describe Jesus' role perfectly. There's no doubt. Unlike a hired worker, Jesus, through his love and affection, offered to lay down his life for his flock. As believers, they should trust and know him. The very words he said, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Do you ever just wake up in the morning full of joy saying, "I'm going to have an abundant day today. Jesus is going to see to it." Or do we miss that point too sometimes? You see, our temptation is to define abundant life in our own terms. It could be the most beautiful day ever, and if you have something negative on your mind that you carry with you all day, you may miss it. Every single day is a gift from God. And what we do with that day is our gift to Him. Open your eyes and look. Believing every moment that your life is under God's loving and protective care. God is like a loving mom. He's also like a loving dad. Jesus uses the analogy of the good shepherd, but he could be speaking of the good parent just as easily. "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish." I love this line. "No one shall snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. So no one can kidnap them from me." No one can kidnap them from me. Unfortunately, it's things that make people walk away from God, or that they don't want to believe. They like the way their life is and they don't want to change anything. And that's very sad because they don't know what they're missing. But that's where we come in with our stories. We have to be the shepherd too, just like Jesus was. Very simply put, think of it this way. Life offers two roads to travel. The way to righteous or the way to wicked. God provides, he protects, and he nourishes the righteous. Scripture also tells us about the disciples in one of their worst moments. The wind is against them and they are having problem with the boat crossing the lake. They are doing their best to follow Jesus' command, but they're feeling tired and abandoned. And probably about this time thinking they made a mistake following this man. They don't even know why Jesus asked them, why he picked them. And above all, where is Jesus when they need him? Do you ever find yourself asking that in a situation where you have the adverse winds in your life? Where are you? Where are you? All of us have those times when we feel he's just not there, but yet he is. We're struggling, but we're not looking for him. We're not turning to him. And that's how simple it is. Look to Jesus. In reality, the disciples were always under the watchful eye of Jesus, who came to them at the right time and stilled the storm. So it be with us. He was their leader. He was their effective leader. If he wasn't there when they needed him the most, it doesn't mean he wasn't watching them. And that's the way he is in our life. He knows, he sees, he hears. Leadership is something that's vital to this church, to all churches. Teachers, vital. Committee members, vital. The staff, vital. And the congregation, vital. Our participation isn't just something that we should do, it's something we need to do. Because all of what I'm talking about is what keeps this church alive. Close to my heart is the lay ministers or lay ministries that we do throughout the district. We were just here last weekend at ART doing a lay speaker training, which a lot of people misunderstand and think that to mean if they take that training, they're going to be standing where I'm standing, whether they want to or not. And it's not that way at all. I've probably got a list of close to 200 people that have gone through a lot of these trainings. They have no desire to fill the pulpit. That's okay. They just want to come and learn about the sessions that we do. We do everything from preaching to worship to faith to Wesleyan devotion, prayer, the beliefs of the United Methodist Church. It's just a great day with people throughout the whole district and some fantastic leaders. You always make new friends. The one we had in ART was a class we had never taught before, and it was phenomenal, and it was called the class meeting, which a lot of people have never even heard of because we don't talk about it anymore, and yet that was one of the things that John Wesley built Methodism on, the class meeting. So we'll be seeing more of that, but it's a wonderful, wonderful class. But even just to come and sit and listen to some of the great speakers. We have pastors, we have laity, we have guest speakers. It's just a great day of fellowship. But what we're doing is building leaders. There's always so many questions asked that they've always wanted to ask, and they haven't been able to ask, so were there with the answers for this. So I encourage you, if you ever know of one that's going to be happening in the area, or we can bring one here, let us do that. It's part of what we do in our leadership. We are at the sheep at the crossroad. That's what that picture is on front of the bulletin today. That's us many times when we can't decide, do I go back where I came from or do I go a new path? And sometimes we spend more time wondering about that than we do making a decision. But we have to listen to our heart, because that's where Jesus talks to us more if we just listen. Listen to your heart. Ask yourself, what can I do for Jesus? How can I be more like him? He never leaves our side, never. And he is always holding our right hand. And he continues to give us abundant love. Jesus showed love by the way he lived. He showed how to love by the way he acted in the world and by the things that he did. He showed how to love by continually looking for ways to give himself to everyone. And he showed how to love by the giving of his very life for others, for us. Trusting God. Every day is an opportunity to trust God in new ways. In the midst of daily life, you can put your trust in God, hopefully and faithfully, knowing that your life is enfolded into God's care and love. Psalm 3:5. I lie down, sleep, and wake up because the Lord helps me. He protects us so we can rest. Let us pray. Grant us vision, Lord, to see what we can achieve, to reach out beyond ourselves, to share our lives with others, to stretch our capabilities, to increase our sense of purpose, to be aware of where we can help, to be sensitive to your presence, to give heed to your constant call. Amen.